This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. You're coming to us live and direct from Craven Cottage, where Brentford have just beaten Fulham by 3-0. Brian Mbeumo gets 2. And Johan Wiese gets another one. The two of them have started off the season in brilliant form as Brentford get their first win of the new campaign away at the River Rats from Fulham. It was a game that Thomas Frank seems to have got the tactics really, really spot on. He started off with Kevin Sharder up as number 9. That didn't quite work out because he didn't really have a great afternoon. But we soaked up the pressure and we hit Fulham on the break where it mattered. And I think Brentford got what Brentford deserved today. We got the tactics spot on.
I thought we played really well, structured. The back four, phenomenal. Flecken had a good game, composed by the back four. And Mbeumo, Wiese, fantastic. Can't fault him whatsoever. Fantastic result. Brilliant. Absolutely happy. Going to go home up north. Very, very happy. We've done them. Yes!
And as you can hear around you, Brentford fans are absolutely delighted. What did you make of the game? It must have been you must be delighted with that.
Well, yeah, very much so. I mean, it's not even tactics here, mate. We were just a better side. There's so much space up front.
You know, the Brentford support today has been tremendous. The tactics, I think, by Thomas Frank was spot on.
What's the tactic? I don't know what you say about tactics.
We
at the end of the day, we were a better side. We played about. I thought we were a little bit soft in the midfield, but other than that, we were good.
So we came here at the first away game of last season, or second away game of last season. Sorry, we've got a draw against Leicester, but we really, really got done at the death. There was absolutely no appetite for this today. Were you nervous before the game today, or were you confident?
I was very confident. I was not worried whatsoever. I'm buzzing it. This is amazing.
The atmosphere in this stadium is absolutely bonkers. As you can imagine, there's been an evacuation from the Fulham fans. They don't want to witness us rubbing their noses in it. But we've got the whole of the Brentford team stood in front of a packed away end. So everyone's applauding each other. The support was superb today. The attitude by the players was, again, brilliant. Important that we don't lose games. We started off the season with a draw against Tottenham last week, and then to come here, a really, really tricky West London derby. They beat us in Philadelphia, but again, that counts for nothing because Fulham got absolutely battered at Craven Cottage. I'm going to enjoy this. We're going to crack on with this podcast in a minute, but at the moment, Fulham get battered everywhere they go. So we're standing here clapping the players off after what's been a mammoth 3-0 victory over the River Rats from Fulham. What did you make of the game?
Oh, unreal. Everyone from the man from Thomas to Rico to Flecken was unbelievable tonight.
I mean, for Flecken, it's his first clean sheet. That's important, yeah? There's been a few question marks, but today, apart from one weird little bit very early on where he nutmegged someone when he shouldn't have done, it was an impeccable performance, and we looked really tight and solid at the back.
Oh yeah, no, the way he was spraying that out from the back to the forward attackers, he was the man who implemented all the attacks for Brentford today.
So wait, were you nervous before today, or were you confident coming here?
No, I was confident. The way we was attacking, you see from the Tottenham game, we was unbelievable. But someone was deserved a spanking, and hopefully it was Fulham. You know it yourself.
Yeah, and clean sheet, it is so massive.
Yeah, clean sheet is massive. I think we take it on to next week. Is it Palace next week? They get another ride in. So I think it's the way forward, isn't it, for Brentford?
Come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees.
So we're hearing that shitting on the Fulham once again, and we have done this afternoon. We've come to their own backyard and we've done them 3-0. What did you make of that?
Superb performance. Not only superb performance, but great support from obviously us lot here. I think the boys on the pitch have played it well. I think Thomas got the tactics spot on. Played a 4-3-3, which Fulham didn't really deal with, couldn't deal with.
I mean, I don't think Sharda had a, you know, at number nine, I don't think he had a particularly brilliant game, but, you know, he was a distraction. You know, it's something we need to work on. He needs to fill that role. But, you know, coming to away games like this and coming away with 3-0 wins, you know, it's massive for our season, massive for the start of our season.
Yeah, I think with reference to Kevin Sharda, I think I'm not too sure he's match fit at the moment. I think he's had a funny old pre-season. So I think we're still to see the best of him. And I think I'm not too sure, playing him down the right, playing him down the left, we've got to find where he's going to be good at, where his best position is, whether it's going to be down the middle or whether it's going to be on the left or the right. I can see him cutting in off the right-hand side, but I'd love to see him get a run down the middle of the park.
There's a lot of Brentford fans that are going to have a really great night tonight. What are you going to do afterwards? Having a beer or are you going straight home?
We've got to go home. We drove up here, so we're driving back to Horsham tonight. Very, very happy. I'll have a beer when I get indoors. I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy it, mate.
Cheers, Dave.
So we're walking out of Craven Cottage. The River Rats have all gone home already. It's just going to be Brentford walking through that park probably because Fulham have got battered in their own backyard. What did you make of that?
Absolutely battered. You can see the way the new refereeing rules are seeming to work. I thought the referee had a shocker to start with, but all the decisions when that penalty shout came up and the sendings off, looks like a discipline's going to be quite a big issue this season if it carries on with this referee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're getting used to lots of the new rules and the players are getting used to it and we're getting used to it. You know, one thing I am very used to is us coming to this stadium and bossing it. We came away with our tails between our legs a little bit last year. That wasn't justified, I don't think, that win. Today, we got what we deserved. A clean sheet, I've just said, you know, important for Flecken to start believing that he's, he's like impenetrable at the back. He had a bit of a wobble in the first half right at the beginning where he got away with one, I think. But for the rest of the game, he seems to be growing, and it's so important that we can stay unbeaten in this new season for as long as possible. We got a home game next week against Crystal Palace where we can go into with real confidence. Today's a massive result, isn't it?
It's a cracking result, especially after last week's game. To back it up with an away win you're absolutely right about Fleck, and he had all the support he needed from the back guys. They worked as a unit very well. The confidence grew. You're right, we came out of the traps quick and proceeded on that throughout the rest of the game. The sending off was obviously a bonus, but the penalty was absolutely fair. I mean, we're going to see it later, no doubt. But yeah, deserved result. Fulham had chaos at points. They didn't know what was coming their way. They got battered.
They did. And, you know, we're getting used to life without Ivan Toney. We're probably going to say this most weeks because it's a fact. But we've still got goals in us. You know, Brian and Bumo and Wiesa, they've done it again, you know. There's more goals in them. There's more to us than Ivan Toney. You know, we kind of hoped that was the case, but do you still think we probably might need to go out there before the end of January, before the end of August, to get another kind of centre-forward?
What we need is someone, what we do miss, I believe, is some of that hold-up play from Ivan Toney. So whether that needs to be back into the systems that we're playing now, or a facet if that's Toney coming back or buying a new player. Again, that's one for, I think, Thomas and his whiteboard to see where we go with that one. Anyway,
you can have a good night tonight.
We're going to have a very good tonight. He's up, Fulham down.
We're heading towards the park where last year the Fulham fans were giving it large that they'd beaten us. I don't think it's going to be the same vibe today, do you?
No, what a difference a year makes. Almost to the day, I think, maybe.
It's pretty much, but talk me through the game from your perspective. It seemed comfortable.
Yeah, do you know what? It looked like dead rubber for a draw in the first half, and then we just stepped up a gear. Maybe they punched themselves out in the first 20 minutes. I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at us. And that was it, really. And then once we sort of sussed them out, we were the better ball-playing team. As soon as the ref decided to take his Fulham shirt off at half-time as well, that helped, so, you know.
So we're getting used to this, right? So every week, we take the opponent's best player away and our you know, they're leading striker. So last week, Harry Kane didn't play. Today, Mitrovic didn't play. Zaha's gone from next week as well.
I'd just like to say a big thank you to the Turkish, German and Saudi Arabian leagues. So, yeah, their stats for Brentford are amazing. Yeah, it's fucking... It was great two goals. I mean, you know, great goals for Wiesa and Brian. Yeah, I really want Sharp to get a goal now.
And the third, I mean, the run by Aya was incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. I mean, I couldn't have done that. To be honest, I didn't think he could have done that. So
we're walking through the park. We've done this walk many, many times. Sometimes we come through here jubilant, like we are now. Other times we slink through the park, hoping no one's going to recognise us. And other times it's kind of like a dead rubber and it's been a draw. Today was not a draw. Today was a day to remember. Brentford 3, Fulham 0 in their own backyard. It's pretty special, yeah?
Very happy summer days, very happy. This is about as good as it gets. It's up there, one of the best wins we've ever had over them. One of the best we've had in the Premier League, I think, since we've been up. We looked so good second half. We controlled the game well. Even when we made defensive changes, Ayer and Henry were still pushing up. We looked like we wanted it so much. I think, to be honest, we were unlucky maybe not to get 4 or 5. So that was an excellent performance from us today. Amazing.
I mean, that actually could have happened, you know. When he healed up 9 minutes of injury time, you know, you thought, oh, OK, are we going to get a reaction here? Or, you know, there's enough time for Fulham to do something. They look pretty toothless, to be fair. I mean, obviously, they've got quality in their team. You know, they're not fodder. But today, you know, we seem to let them do what they had to do up to a certain level, and then, you know, we had the confidence to hit them on the break. And, you know, Wiesa and Brian and Bumo, you know, they've done it yet again. It's so important.
Yeah, two games in a row and all goals so far this season, Wiesa and Brembo, and they look so good. I think that's going to be the difference for us. I think I'm not worried at all about sort of Toney not being in the team at the moment, because they're so confident up front. And it's not just them, it's the whole team as a unit. You know, at the back, Flecken, I thought, had one shaky moment near the start. But after that, I think at the back, we controlled the ball really well. We looked really on it. We pushed forward as a team and we pick our moments perfectly. And yeah, we just were so organised today. I was so impressed.
You know, and we hear so often, don't we, you know, Brentford without Ivan Toney are going to struggle. You know, we kind of get, you know, as much as we kind of like try and ignore it, you kind of get sucked into that narrative where you kind of almost like doubt that there are other players. And we know that Wiesa and we know Mbeumo are class. We know that. You know, we know that our record without Ivan Toney is pretty impressive, you know. So we've got nothing really to fear, but, you know, it is just brilliant just to see that underlined, that the fact that we can come away, we can create lots of chances, and today we took lots.
Yeah, and I think it's the same as, you know, when our first season in the Premiership, and people made that same comparison with Eriksen, saying he came in and saved the season. Obviously, an amazing player that came in and did really well when he was here, but we're not a one-player club. We've got so many players that play well together. You know, I think Aaron Hickey had a really good game today. I think Janout had a good game. I thought Jensen was really great. There's so many players you could pick out having top-class performances today. So, yeah, I'm not worried at all, because I think we look really confident, and I'm really excited for how we're going to push on this season.
I 100% agree, you know, and you know, it's not to get too carried away. We're, you know, there's still room for improvement there. You know, we're still tiptoeing our way into this new season. But you know, unbeaten after two games, it's just vital, because you know, you lose two or you draw two, and you're looking over your shoulder slightly, and you're looking at that league position. You know, we went half a season last year without losing a game, and we're in that groove again. And as I said, things can improve from here. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the last few days of the transfer window, because you know, there's money there, and there's also like holes in that sort of squad where, you know, there's still opportunities there to go and get more quality in. I'm not going to bang on too much longer tonight. I'm not going to take this back to the pub, because I think everyone's going to say pretty much the same thing tonight. It's a day to remember. Fulham fans, I don't want to talk to them anyway, because like they're going to be salty. They're going to mention, oh, it's your cup final, blah blah blah, whatever. The fact is that we've come here again and we've literally rubbed their noses in it, and it's a special early season day that will live long in the hearts and long in the memories of the Brentford fans that came here and all those that watched it and listened to it at home. We got Crystal Palace that comes to New Griffin Park next Saturday. We bumped into Roy Hodgson on the walk from the pub to the ground today, and one of our lot said, one question, Mr. Hodgson, and he stopped and he turned around and he said, yeah, what's that? And he said, should Rico be picked for England? And he went, no, not for me. He said, not for me. Don't know why you're asking me this. He said, you should be asking Gareth Southgate. And I'm like, okay, mate, yeah, well, we're only asking you a question, but hopefully Rico will terrorise you next week, and then you'll be left kind of ruined. You've underestimated the power that is Rico Henry. He started off the season in brilliant form. Brentford has started off in really solid form. As I said, Craven Cottage is a place that we love to come to and win, and we've done that once again in style. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Join us midweek for the Pride of West London podcast. Come on, you bees.
You bees!
Fulham get battered everywhere they go.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.